Jesus was here preaching and healing. Then his disciples came and brought him some news. A shocking news. After he heard it, he wanted to be alone. So he said, let's go there. And when they were journeying to the other side, as soon as they arrived, the crowd was still there. The crowd would not let them alone. Have you ever faced some shocking thing? You want to be alone and people will not let you alone. What would you do? The disciples were very upset. If you read all the other accounts, send them away. Jesus said no. He healed them. He talked to them again. He provided food for them. And then afterwards, remember all this time the disciples were upset. And after Jesus had finished serving them, he didn't tell the disciples, send the crowd away. Because if he did, they would terrorize them. So Jesus himself sent his disciples away. And then he goes to the crowd. And then after that, he himself sent them quietly away. What you don't know was, what news did Jesus receive when he was here? When you read the account, the first verse, it was the news that John the Baptist had been killed. He had been beheaded. Some of you watched the Iraqi war where they would behead people and carry their head dripping with blood. John the Baptist had been beheaded. And the Bible says the disciples took his headless body and buried it. And then they came and reported to Jesus. It was shocking, traumatic news for Jesus. He wanted to be alone with God. He wanted to ask, why God? Because if they've done it to John, what would they do to me? So he wanted to be alone. But the crowd would not let him be alone. And so Jesus, instead of suffering or trying to be alone, he suspended his earth in order to take care of the crowd. The crowd did not know that he was hurting. When he was preaching to them, they didn't know he himself needed someone to preach to. When he was healing them, they didn't know he himself needed healing. When he was feeding them, they didn't know that he himself needed to be fed. Has it ever occurred to you that the person who is standing here preaching to you may himself need help? Has it ever occurred to you that the singers who stand here and sing songs of inspiration, they themselves need help? The woman serving the rice and the food outside, she also needs help. When you go to the hospital, the doctor healing you, his house is falling apart and he needs help. It we ever think along those lines, it will change our outlook on life. And the way we relate to one another. I've used this story to make 3 points what you should do when it appears God has forsaken you. Not too long ago, I was traveling to Japan. I was in the air when an incident took place. There was a woman, a flight attendant, who is a black lady. She is the meanest woman I've ever met. The flight to Japan, the Asian flight, few black people fly there. So when you are black, you stand out. And so when you have a flight attendant who is black and very mean, then you start thinking every white person or Asian will think all black people are mean. This woman considered me not credited and I was getting very upset. So I said, Lord, give me the opportunity to fix her. Not long after they started serving meal. And they always serve vegetarian first. So I got mine. A Chinese businessman was sitting by my side. When they brought his food, which had me, she looked into this black flight attendant and said, Madam, I want his food. He wants mine. And the woman stood there, the flight attendant. And what she said to him, I almost froze. It was bad. I didn't know what to do, so I said, Madam, don't worry, I'll give my food to the man. The man said, no, he won't eat. He couldn't eat. I stood there quietly. After a while, they turned down the light in the plane. I was reading. And then this mean black woman came to me. He said, sir, I have a gift for you. I said, what is it? He said, it's drink. Alcohol. It is the most expensive drink. It's my gift to you. I said, madam, I don't drink. So don't worry, give it to your friend. This is an expensive drink. I think she took it from the first class
book.
Then she stood there. Are you a Christian? I said, how do you know? I was setting her so I'll fix her. He said, I know. Now I said, are you also a Christian? She didn't reply. He said, I want you to come so we can talk near the kitchen in the plane. So we went together. He said, I think you are a Christian. That's the woman speaking. And I think you are a Seventh-day Adventist. And I said, how do you know? She said, I know. I said, but how did you know? She said, you are a vegetarian. You don't drink. You are patient. And then I said, are you a Seventh-day Adventist? She said, I used to. I said, used to? Why? She said, I have problems with God. I have issues with him. I hate him. God has been mean to me. And then she started telling me a long story. She was abandoned when she was a child. She was thrown in garbage. When she was discovered, she was sent from one foster home to the other. One Adventist rescued her, finally. Took her to Sabbath school. Took her to church. She became an Adventist. But that Adventist woman treated her very badly. And so she became angry with God and gave up on God. She had issues with God. There are many of us here who have issues with God. You will not know. What will you do when the day comes when you have issues with God? When everything you do go wrong, and God doesn't seem to care, that is when you must shine the most. Needless to say, we started communicating, and even after the flight, we started communicating with one another. And I'm pleased to say that her attitude to God started changing. One of these days, you are going to face your issues with God. Now is the time to start learning how to shine like stars. Now is the time to develop the attitude of Christ. How do you deal with it? Here are some thoughts to remember. When God seems not to care, go to Him alone with your issues. When Jesus had his issue, he went and spent time alone with God. After he finally dismissed his disciples and the crowd, the Bible says he spent time alone with God. Now is the time to learn how to trust God on your own. Many of us are putting trust in human beings. They are going to let you down. Jesus spent time alone with God. Second, trust God's word, not your feeling. Your feelings will be deceptive. God's word would never fail.
Amen.
That's why Joseph, though he slays me, yet will I still
try.
The Hebrew voice, our God is able, but even if he does not, we will still not bow. Trust his word even when your feelings lead you somewhere else. Trust him still even if he seems silent. And totally surrender your life and the situation to God. Even if you cannot see your way clear, You know the last thing Jesus did before he died? The Bible says in John
19:10.
After he had drunk, tasted the drink, he said, "It is finished." And with that, the Bible says he bowed his head and died. Notice the last act of Jesus before he died was he bowed his head and died. He didn't slump and die. He simply bowed and died. What he was saying is, "Lord, if this is the death I have to die, I surrender to you." Whatever cross you have to bear, even if it doesn't make sense, trust God fully. Let me conclude with this point. It reads, it's written by Jane Eggleston. I reproduce it in one of my books. Sometimes life seems hard to bear. It is full of sorrow, trouble, and woe. It then I have to remember, it's in the valley I grow. If I always stay on the mountain top, and I never experience pain, I will never appreciate God's love, and I will be living in vain. I have so much to learn, but my growth is very slow. Sometimes I need the mountain top, but it's in the valleys I grow. I don't always understand why things happen as they do, but I'm very sure of one thing: my Lord will see me through. This was not the message I planned to share with you. But when I came here, I started talking with some of you. You are going through issues. And early this morning, I decided to share with you, let the trials lead you back to God. Carry your cross faithfully. Remember, God is in control. And go to Him alone with your prayer. This is how you can shine like stars when the days are dark. Let us pray. Some of us are here, though we smile and sing and interact with one another, we are carrying burdens. We are carrying some very heavy loads. Some of us are angry with you. We have issues with you. The issues we have is spilling over to others, because we cannot seem to understand what is going on in our lives. We are going around terrorizing people in our sphere of influence. Forgive us for the ways we have treated people around us. Now you've been talking to us that no matter what happens to us in our personal lives, no matter what cross we have to bear, Give us the strength to carry them faithfully. Whenever the issues become so heavy, let us remember you are in control over all the planet. And that you will carry our burdens as well. And Lord, when we are tempted to spill our issues to others, teach us to spend time just with you alone and pour our heart, even our anger and frustrations to you. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Take our lives, whatever, Lord, it is, may we bear them faithfully. When time is no more, and those days come, may we remain faithful and let Michael stand in our behalf. Thank you, Lord. Help us to shine like stars. In Jesus' name. Amen.